What do you know about gamification and game-based learning? Are they the same? Welcome to this podcast. My name is Mateo Gomez Alcala, educational coach for Pearson. I will talk about the key features, concepts, and differences between gamification and game-based learning, which have become really popular in the field of education. In the last decade, there have been misunderstandings and misconceptions about what gamification and game-based learning are, their application in learning environments, and their similarities and differences. Some teachers want to use gamification when they mean game-based learning or vice versa. On the one hand, game-based learning is an educational or instructional method that uses games to teach a specific skill or reach a learning outcome. On the other hand, gamification is an application of game-like elements in a non-game context. For example, instead of reading a 100-page manual, we can design a gamified experience where the reader or user needs to be tested in order to continue to a next level while accumulating points or budgets in order to trigger his or her curiosity and engagement to keep on reading and learning at the same time. Now, let's refer to some of the main differences between gamification and game-based learning. First of all, game-based learning fully integrates games into the educational content. Gamification, on the other hand, uses just elements from games to encourage rewards or for making progress. Another difference is the experience. In gamification, elements can be layered onto a traditional classroom environment. The most popular elements are points, budgets, levels, or leaderboards. Conversely, game-based learning uses the core elements, structures, and rules of games to lead that learning experience. Finally, there is a huge difference when implementing gamification or game-based learning. While gamification is a much faster and easier method of implementation, it's often best suited for content that doesn't need to be memorized or requires a big shift in player behaviors. Now, when implementing gamification, we could be at risk of doing it wrong for trying to do it quickly, which leads to poor executions and negative learning experiences and outcomes. Therefore, the suggestion here is to use the content you already have and integrate those game-like elements such as points, levels, challenges, to name a few. The great thing about applying this strategy is that it is extremely easy to add gamified elements and mechanics into your existing content and systems. On the contrary, game-based learning requires more time from the teacher to create a whole learning experience where everything is ruled by the game framework and the game itself as a vehicle that enhances the learning experience of students. Game-based learning includes learning objectives and measurable outcomes. In other words, you learn through games. Students are introduced to new concepts and skills where they can practice and implement them in a risk-free setting. This is advantageous because the retention and application of material is directly related to their development of understanding through gameplay. Gamification is adding game mechanics into non-game environments, like a website, online community, learning management system, or business intranet to increase participation. The goal of gamification is to engage with students so they collaborate, share, and interact. So, whether if you choose to use gamification or game-based learning, the most important aspect here resides on whether if you want to increase your students' level of engagement and interaction in a particular activity, or if you want to base on a game the learning experience of your whole class to accomplish particular learning objectives and outcomes with your students. Remember, my name is Mateo Gomez Alcala, and I hope you liked and learned with this Pearson podcast.